Ladies and gentlemen, it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Back in the jungle.
Pound here, WFMU East Orange. Our last show before vacation.
Yep.
The radio family is here. Il Brooch.
Check.
Welcome
two.
Back.
Two.
John, the animal Graboff is here.
Hello.
Designated driver.
How's the on-air sound check going?
It's going pretty good. I got a little Moondog is here in the background. Bruce is sounding good. John's sounding good. The last DJ left mad at us. He wasn't as cute as Laura.
At least he left.
He didn't take a punch as good as Laura either. Anyway, what do we got for you? This is our last show before vacation. We're making friends all around. We do have a good hillbilly hangover. A lot of requests to get out of the way. We've got a good blues hangover and, of course, Vomology. We have tickets for a country singer who we're not allowed to tell you who he is, but he's like, we have one pair of tickets for somebody. He's real famous. He's playing somewhere under a pseudonym.
Girls like him a lot.
Yeah, girl. And if you guess who, we'll give away tickets during Hillbilly Hangover. We got a little bit of knuckleheads in the news. We are going to
Lobster Boy update.
Yep, we got the Lobster Boy update, and we will be playing the Casey Kasem and the Earl Weaver Manager's Corner again. For those of you who missed last week's show,
it's going to
be everybody's favorite part of the show. Mm-hmm. And what are we going to do?
Play a bunch of
we're gonna find some people and slap them around on mic. I'm in such a good mood right now.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, hey boy,
let's kick it off with Sam Butara and the Witnesses.
Nice talking to you, baby. Nice talking to you, baby. Nice talking to you, baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cucumber.
Nice for walking with your baby. Nice for walking with your baby. Nice for walking with your baby. Now why don't you walk with me?
She's a cucumber.
We can walk and talk and talk and walk. Nice of talking to your baby. Nice of talking to your baby. Nice of talking to your baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cucumber. She's a cucumber.
We can walk and talk and talk and walk. Down the avenue, yes, but what we say
to you. Nice talking to you, baby. Nice talking to you, baby. Nice talking to you, baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckamonga.
Now why don't you walk with me?
Cuckamonga, she's.
Now why don't you talk to me?
Monga, she's a cuckoo.
Why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckamonga.
From backroom binges to back alley rumbles, anything goes. As long as it's violent.
Blah, blah, blah.
American boy sings his way into your heart.
My restless heart is yours. The story of pent-up, twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day. A bunch of boys are coming after me, they wanna fight. Yeah, they wanna fight. Oh, well, tell me, baby, who turned out the light? Oh, well, the gang was a coming with the vicious look. I'm telling you, my eye, this is good. I don't know what happened after that. All I heard, it was a great big spat, they had a fight. Telling me, baby, you turned out the light. Yeah, let's go now. Same boys are coming after me, they wanna fight. Yes, they wanna fight. Oh, well, they're telling me, baby, that you turned out the light. One more time now, yeah. I'm telling you, my goose was cooked. I don't know what happened after that. All I heard was a great big spat. They had a fight. Yes, they had a fight. I heard her telling me, baby, who turned out to lie.
A man's body, a fly's head.
Meanwhile, back in the state.
Town here. WFMM. Huey and Jerry there, Huey Smith and the Clowns, Little Chickie Wawa, on the Vin label, not on the Ace label like most of their finer recordings.
And it's Little Chickie Wawa, not Big Chickie Wawa.
Right. Chuck Harrod and the Anteaters, they want to fight.
Chickie Ring Modulator.
Lloyd Price by requested Restless Heart. The Spark Plugs and Chicken. And Sam Buttar and the Witnesses opened it up, and She's a Cuckermonger. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, I don't really have much in the way of announcements. I haven't been paying attention to what's going on.
Uh-huh.
I know Jay, the Lazy JCs with Jay the Animal Godfrey, Sherman Godfrey, is playing at the Mercury Lounge tonight, right? Is
that featuring Claudine Troyce and Miles and... some guy playing drums.
We do have tickets for this. It's being billed as the James Dale Trio, but it's actually a country singer who's much more famous than that, and he's not supposed to be using his name, so we have one pair of tickets for that to give away.
Feel the controversy.
Holsapple is playing on... Oh, that's a week from... August 9th. That's a week from next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's he playing at?
At the Mercury Lounge. Who else do we know that's playing? Wait, John Graybuck and Beat Rodeo every
Monday
night. Monday night.
Goddamned Monday night.
Every Monday night at the Ludlow Cafe.
You're drinking?
And you're playing with Steve Almas, the Steve Almas orchestra.
Well, actually, it started out as a quartet, then it went down to trio, and now it is a quintet, which has been renamed the Ministers of Sound. And we're sharing the bill with that pseudonymous personality.
With the mystery guest.
Yeah.
With the musical
pseudonymous
conspiracy.
Pseudonymous a real word, or did I just make that up?
No, that's a word. So that's what we got.
Now.
I think that's what we got for announcements for the moment.
There you go. But every Monday night for your drinking and secondhand smoke inhaling pleasure.
That's right. Labor Day weekend will be six
but
years.
I would like to go on record as saying I've never gotten a buyback at the Ludlow.
That
bartender, she definitely, not only does she need liposuction, but she needs a lesson in bartending. Is she listening? Liposuction is they suck the fat right out of you with a vacuum cleaner. Anyway, Tampa, Florida, the wife of claw-handed sideshow performer known as Lobster Boy was convicted yesterday, this was actually 2 days ago, of manslaughter in the contract slaying of her husband. Mary Stiles, age 56, claims she was a battered spouse acting in self-defense when she paid a teenage neighbor $1,500 to shoot her husband, Grady Stiles Jr. The jury deliberated for about 10 hours before finding her guilty of second-degree manslaughter with a firearm and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. She had been charged with first-degree murder. She faces 7 to 22 years in prison. When she'll be sentenced on August 29th. So I guess we can tell her about it. We can report on that when we come back. We'll be back September 3rd. She could have been sentenced to life in prison. Anyway, Stiles was a sideshow veteran who got his nickname for a genetic deformity that left him with two-fingered hands and stunted footless legs.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Wendt, 19, was convicted last year of shooting Stiles twice in the back of the head as he sat in the trailer watching TV in his underwear. Wendt was convicted last year of second-degree murder. He's serving 27 years in prison. During her two-week trial, Mrs. Stiles portrayed her husband as a powerful drunken brute who routinely swatted her with his pincer hands and headbutted her.
And lived under rocks in salty water. Well, you know, I hate to, you know, create a bandwagon of my own making, I guess, but I mean, the Menendez boys, they got off by mistrial, you know. I mean, you know, if she cut his lobster-like wiener off or whatever, she would have gotten off. You know,
well,
why is this woman who
I feel bad for? I guess she didn't look good enough or something. I think half of the people think O.J. Simpson is innocent, which...
Because he's Henson.
I think first off, the judge was very, very anti-Mary Stiles because he wouldn't allow a lot of... he wouldn't allow any expert testimony about battered wife syndrome in the court.
Uh-huh.
Did you see what's happening here with Joel... Joel Rifkin? That adopted child syndrome is his defense, that as an adopted child he had all this undue stress that caused him to murder prostitutes and drag them in his pickup truck out to the ditches where he buried them.
Is that all it takes?
It means anybody who was adopted is not responsible for their actions. And that means me, folks! Anyway...
Well, that explains a little tension at the beginning of the show.
I think between Lobster Boy and... Did you see this case in Michigan?
We've had a break.
There was a case in Michigan where a woman lost custody of her three-year-old child. Because she put her kid in daycare while she was going to college, and she lost custody of her kid in court.
Of all the nerve.
Yeah, I think there's like a war on women. I'm taking the women's side. Okay. I'm going to fight with the Riot Girls. We're going to win. We'll start with that last DJ. He was a little...
He was a man.
He was a man.
He was male.
Anyway. Oh, did, you know, there was one great thing in the New York Press. It was we should
there had to be one eventually.
Is there a New York Press around here? There's something about
the averages, like those monkeys typing Shakespeare. Eventually, they had to be something worthwhile.
Let's get to something really interesting, folks.
Fire away.
The first photo of the new Rue radio site gag.
Wow.
There it is.
Hey, that's new Rue. Where'd you get it?
A primitive black and white tree kangaroo previously unknown to scientists has been discovered by Australian and Indonesian researchers in the remote mountain regions of Indonesia. He's a cute little feller.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing a funny looking hat that looks like a panda. No, that's actually the Rue on top.
Mm-hmm.
The Rue, it looks kind of like a cross between it's about the size of a dog, and it looks like a cross between like a panda bear and a koala bear and a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
And it whistles and shows its big white belly.
Seen a lot
it's
of construction,
really cool.
construction workers do that on 6th
yeah,
Avenue.
It's true. It's kind of ready for the grind.
Get him a union job.
Uh-huh.
It's a little tree kangaroo.
Uh-huh.
That's big news in my book.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, let's
get him working in the McDonald's.
Okay, we got Hillbilly Hangover all queued up for you, folks.
Your new species file must be overflowing.
I'm saving
by
the
now.
Picture of the Rue.
The new species desk groaning as it is under the weight.
Remember last year they had the new goat they found in the rainforest in Vietnam?
They got a new goat.
Cute little. They got a new goat and a new Rue. See, life's getting better. The turn of the century.
Not worse.
Okay,
as
the phone number here, 201-678-7743. This is a big...
Stop us before we kill again.
This guy is a big star, and he's not... He can't use his name, I guess, because he's got some other kind of gig. They're booking him as the Dale James Trio. This is the Mercury Lounge, Wednesday night, August 3rd. If you tell me who the guy is, who he really is, the first person to identify the singer gets a pair of tickets.
Folks, he's kind of the Red Cross of the 90s in that he's a guy that, at least in my experience, girls seem to really like, and then I don't really quite get it.
Well, he was a member of the Flatlanders. That's a hint, and it wasn't.
there you go. There you go.
That's a hint.
Your pizza's ready.
Okay, so we got some requests to get out of the way in Hillbilly Hangover. Somebody wanted to hear Red Cadillac and a Black Mustache. So instead of playing the Bob Lumen version, this is really great Warren Smith version, which had never been released at the time, but it's kind of a classic. And
also, he's not Butch Hancock.
It's not Butch Hancock, right.
Or Joe Ely.
Right. Warren Smith. Warren Smith.
Mr. Smith.
Smith.
Come in.
Warren.
Ring in.
Since I've been gone,
a long tall man with a red coat on.
Good for nothing, baby, you've been doing me wrong.
Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone?
Who's been playing around with you?
A real cool cat with eyes of blue.
Trifling, baby, are you been true?
Who you been loving since I've been gone.
It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere else. But I don't want to be nobody, just want a chance to be myself. I've done 1,000 miles of thumbing, guess I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better on the streets of Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Francisco, spent a night there in the can. They threw this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. I left him my watch and my old house key. I don't like folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him as he was sleeping, and I headed out for Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that sit and judge me walk the streets of Bakersfield?
And Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
To be one of the hit songs of the day.
There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When you hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up out of the ground. There ain't no grave.
while back in the jungle.
Now, dear, WFMU East Orange with Brother Claude Ely. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. That's the best white singer of all time, I think. Wayne Rainey did We Need a Whole Lot More Jesus and a Lot Less Rock and Roll. Buck Owens, The Streets of Bakersfield, by request. James Burton, under the name of Jimmy Dobro, did Swamp Surfer. And Warren Smith, also by request, Red Cadillac. I can't tell you the name, the name of the artist to win the question, but I would like to say that Scott Schindler, who disqualified himself, should get in for free. I think somebody should put him on the guest list over there at the Mercury Lounge. Anybody listening, put Scott plus six or seven on the guest list.
There you go.
He is a famous rock writer, after all.
A famous apologizer for weird captions.
For bad captions in Newsday.
Mm-hmm. Can't tell you how many times I've heard Scott say, you know, they're really not that bad.
Yeah. Anyway, where are we in the news? Well, how about this Kurt Waldheim being knighted by the Pope?
Well, good move.
Uh-huh. See that?
What, at a chess game?
No, that's what I thought. Pope Paul has quietly named Kurt Waldheim a papal knight, reopening a long-standing controversy over his relationship with the former UN Secretary General, whose Nazi ties have barred him from the U.S.
Just throw away the ties. I mean, I know they look dashing, but just throw them away and people won't be bothering you about it, Kurt.
The Pope's ambassador to Austria conferred the title of July 6th in a low-key ceremony in Vienna, making Waldheim a cavalier in the ordained piano, a 147-year-old papal equestrian order.
Does it say whether he mistakenly attempted to sing Heil?
The timing was especially awkward because Waldheim was honored weeks after the Vatican and Israel established diplomatic relations. Mm-hmm. Well, what can
diplomatic
you say, huh?
Knowledge. Yeah. Fire! 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 Fire!
Oh boy, where are we? What was that other news? Let's get to the really important news, folks. Charlene McElligot nibbles Electrodex, a vitamin and mineral supplement for horses, which she says tastes like cherries.
Yum.
That's right. Some New Yorkers eat horse meat. Others groom themselves like horses. Others use horse medicine. In fact, trendy New Yorkers seem to have become convinced that horse products will do wonders for humans, and they're galloping to the stores to buy shampoo, hoof hardener, and liniments.
Bridles, riding crops, horse collars.
The hoof hardener, I like that.
No. The riding crop, I like that.
What part of you do you use hoof hardener on?
Well,
your hooves.
A horse product like hoof hardener becomes popular for strengthening fingernails, and before you know it, we're sold out, said one horse supply store in Manhattan.
It's popular amongst classical
guitarists. The word spread to the customers in the horsey set suddenly became unbridled enthusiasm for this stuff. What a bunch of bad puns are in this piece here.
Mm-hmm.
The main attraction seems to be shampoos and conditioners that people think will add luster to their own hair.
Which also tastes like cherries.
I found that conditioner made my hair fuller and healthier, said Shannon Griggs, a dedicated horse product user.
But I'm a
It was almost scary. My hair grew half an inch in about a week.
Oh, come on.
Another woman who uses horse shampoo and conditioner, she frequently eats like a horse on all fours. I nibble Electrodex. It's a vitamin mineral supplement for horses, but I like it because it tastes like cherries. Another consumer...
Wilbur.
And other consumers are stampeding to horse medicine. Storekeepers swear that swollen joints can be treated with mineral ice, a kind of horsey Bengay. That one I actually use myself.
Oh, no. My God. Does it taste like cherries?
It's freezing. It's great. I have tendonitis. It works great. Okay. A fanatical, and I might add idiotic, British pop fan has changed his name to include the titles of his favorite group's records.
You'll never make it.
I'm going to try. And for the good measure, Anthony Hicks added the names of the original lineup of the group Level 42. Hicks' new legal name is... ready? Ant Level 42, The Pursuit of Accidents, The Early Tapes, Standing in the Light, True Colors, A Physical Presence, World Machine Running in the Family, Platinum Edition, Staring at the Sun, Level Best, Guaranteed, The Remixes, Forever Now, Influence Changes, Mark King, Mike Linup, Phil Gould, Boone Gould, Wally Badur, Linup Bardu.
Well done.
Wow.
On that note...
Did I tell you my new stage name? I have a new stage name. I've decided to call myself Columnated Ruins Domino.
Say that again?
Columnated Ruins Domino.
I got a new stage name, too. I am the performer currently known as Prince.
I heard that name was up for grabs.
I used to be the performer formerly known as The Hound. Now I'm the performer currently known as Prince.
If only you get the checks to come.
That's what I want. The blank checks.
The checks?
And the gold card.
And the babes.
I like that ad in the paper for Prince's show.
Like and the pants with the butt cheeks cut out.
That artist, you know, artist previously known as Prince.
Now known as Baru. I'd like to hear Victor Borga pronounce that. That's the way to proceed. Those butt cheeks is bit out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, did I tell you about the new kangaroo?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Let's do Blues Hangover.
Where'd you get it?
I'd like to hear about it again, though.
The new kangaroo?
Yeah.
Well, it's got a big white... It whistles and shows its big white belly. It doesn't have a name yet. We have a contest to name the new kangaroo. We have nothing to give him.
Just can't call it Jimmy Gilmore.
I'll tell you what. See, it doesn't look like Deb Parker's going to cough up any money for my kangaroo in Babyland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the Notel Motel.
The other place.
I think what we have to do is we'll give a person our old kangaroo, the Hound's stuffed marsupial,
if you can
with his testicles missing as somebody ripped him off of the thing in the Notel. If we have an acceptable new name for the new kangaroo here at 678-7743. But you
so
might have to fight Deb
that,
for
folks,
it.
Give us
you might
a
have to fight a very strong tattooed woman to get it out of there, but it does actually belong to me.
She's got a bad back.
All right, let's play Blues Hangover.
Okay, right? let's play that. You start with a car.
The tabletop. WFMU East Orange.
And try to listen to this.
Oh, come, my baby, come, my love, unlock that door. The skies above are a leaking. On your pen, Papa's in the rain, getting nowhere, getting nowhere, getting nowhere. And if I die, you will regret. Papa has no place to go. You got a nice warm room and so share with Papa. Don't forget, Papa's in the rain, getting nowhere. Told. Hear me come, catching cold. Ain't no telling what I'll get. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet, getting all wet, getting all wet. And if I die, you will regret. Papa got no coat at all. You got a raincoat in your hall. Chat with Papa and don't forget Papa's in the rain, getting all wet. I told you was too small. You nappy head, you knew it all. It lets me stand, but I can't stand. Pop was in the rain, getting all wet,
getting all wet, getting all wet.
And if I die, you will regret. Papa must eat or he will die. You got pork chop, you got pie. Share it with Papa and don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Well, I had a funny feeling.
I believe I'll do y'all.
This morning when I left home, came back to see the only girl I love was gone.
Listen to me.
can't stay out all night, 'cause you got me dizzy. Yeah, you got me dizzy. Yeah, you got me dizzy, and I don't even see my way. Let me tell you, babe, what I say is true. I ain't never, never loved nobody the way that I love you. Now you got me dizzy. Oh, you got me dizzy. Yeah, you got me dizzy, and I ain't even seen my way. I hear you. I just can't stop, 'cause you got me dizzy. Oh, you got me dizzy. Yeah, you got me dizzy. I can't even see my way.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Anybody else seen this island made?
In the States.
Out here. WFMU, East Orange. That was Sonny Boy Williamson. If you're going to number him, give him number one. John Lee Williamson. Allie Mae Blues. Jimmy Reed did You Got Me Dizzy. Memphis Slim, Stroll On. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell did Getting All Wet. And the Table Toppers opened it up and Talk to Me, Baby. Today's Blues Hangover. Mm-hmm. What were we discussing?
Kangaroos?
I don't recall in all this excitement.
Kangaroos or Peter Hallsapple, eh?
I think that was all we brought. That's the whole show. Mm-hmm. We're a little short. We're going to have to fill in the next 2 hour and 60 minutes.
Day late and a buck short. Well, I suppose we could do the sort of the science death thing. I don't know if we studied enough. She's so cute, man.
You mean little Magda Carvajala? The possible target of sinister attacks at the Rockefeller University?
The wide-angle lens makes her look like this sort of, you know, kind of ordinarily dressed weird doll you'd win at a circus, but she still is really...
I like her belt.
Me too.
Anyway, the mad scientist of Rockefeller University may have been waging a campaign of scientific sexual harassment against two female colleagues.
The most precise and measurable kind.
The supposed brilliant genetics researcher sent threatening letters, poisoned the coffee, tried to gas his colleagues, possibly because they spurned his sexual overtures, said a source close to the investigation. Police maintained yesterday that the professional jealousy lay behind the terror campaign. They said there have been no public blow-ups between the suspect and female scientists. But detectives grilled their prime suspect and others about the thwarted love angle yesterday at the secretive and prestigious lab. They also took blood samples from the suspect and 8 other researchers, which they will compare to saliva specimens taken from the threatening letters.
Yuck.
What are you, just drooling on them?
If the DNA matches,
we make the arrest. Well, today's latest blockbuster is the DNA didn't match.
Nope.
He had his dog lick the envelope. Good thinking. That's what I would have done.
Back to square one.
Anyway.
Science marches on.
The mad scientist first struck on June 6th when 15 researchers fell ill with symptoms that were shrugged off as food poisoning. The next day, a dozen Bunsen burners emitting poison gas were discovered open in a lab where the researchers were working on cures for AIDS, cancer, and other maladies.
Got a match?
It's that thwarted love angle, I think.
After paper towels were set ablaze in the 15th floor closet, that's the one I like. That's the way I would have done it.
Now we're getting down and dirty.
Now
we're going off the
experiment. Security experts at the Upper East Side University decided the incidents were linked and called in the cops. Shortly afterwards, the letters surfaced containing death threats to Matsumoto and Carvajalo.
Love me or I'll kill you.
I think the flaming paper towels in the 15th floor men's room was the control group.
I don't know what else to say about this particular case.
Type up the results and have it on our desk on Monday.
It hasn't been a good mad scientist case in Lord knows how long since Superman went off the air.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Who's the one guy? The guy in Superman that turned everybody upside down. What was his name?
Mr.
Here's Billy Miller when you need him.
It's Periwinkle, isn't it?
Oh yeah, Periwinkle. Dr. Yeah. Periwinkle.
I get the comic book confused with the television reality.
Yeah, let's not forget the Master Cylinder.
Getting back to
those guys with the huge lead helmets, so Superman couldn't recognize them.
Oh, the guys from down. The guys who lived underneath the.
No, not the Mole Men. This is the last one, as opposed to the first one.
Well, they were two.
They simultaneously had Perry White about to be sawed up on a log, Jimmy Olsen on the mountain road with the brakes cut.
The metal munching mechanical moon mice.
Very close.
That's good, but there were two.
It all blurs in your head.
What's your favorite Superman episode? We were really wasting time today. Let's get back to the news. This is serious business. We're journalists. Just because we're going on vacation, this is not a laughing matter. Just because we had to slap around another FMU DJ. Cops in the MS mistake spaghetti for fetus.
See? The issues of the day.
Who can't tell the difference between a two-hour-old bag of spaghetti and a three-month-old fetus? The EMS folks. Police spokesperson said shoppers at Macy's Herald Square found a bag in the ladies' room at about 2:50 p.m. and decided a fetus was inside. He said an EMS crew rushed there and determined that the bag contained a first trimester fetus.
It must be time. It smells like growing.
The crew transported the gruesome-looking bag to the medical examiner's office. According to the cops, the ME quickly determined that it contained noodles with red sauce. And the doctors were dealing with a cooking disaster, not a medical tragedy.
Retractor. Scalpel,
what meatball would think this is a child? Well, what child would think this is a meatball, right? The EMS had a different version. A spokesperson said the Macy's guard reported it was a fetus when the medics arrived. They didn't touch the bag but waited for cops. Cops looked at it, decided it was a fetus, and called in the medical examiner.
Now, if ever there was personnel qualified to judge the difference between a fetus and food, it's the New York City Police Department.
Yep.
All points Bolton for Chef Boyardee.
Uh-huh. I agree.
I knew Vinny was up to something weird in the college.
And they got a new kangaroo. Uh-huh. And nobody wants the old one. We're going to have to give it. I guess Deb Parker now owns it. We got to get some money out of her. I think I'm on the free drinks for life program over there for the roof.
Well, they're eating kangaroos in Australia now, I understand.
And beating cops to death with their frozen tails, as we found out in the news story last year. Okay, well, here's the mud wrestling match of the century, folks. The aging sex queen cat fight between French actress and animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot.
Oh, they're fighting about their fur.
Sharply criticized Italian actress Sophia Loren for helping promote fur clothing. Quote, I have just learned with immense sadness and profound dismay that you may have agreed to sell your name and image in the most despicable form of advertising in the promotion of furs.
That doesn't sound like Jimmy Cagney at all.
No, yeah. It's supposed to be.
Anyway, I saw his lips move.
She said it was degrading, repugnant, lamentable, and unworthy to accept blood money derived from animal hides.
Uh-huh.
And Loren, who has agreed to a multi-million-dollar fur advertising campaign, was on vacation and unavailable for comment.
Cha-ching.
Which one of the in their prime, which one you think more and more eyeliner?
Oh, depends on the role.
Nice piece on Sophia Loren by Nick Toshes in this month's Esquire, by the way.
That was really great.
Did you read the Norman Mailer Madonna piece? What a pathetic...
Mailer's lost his mind.
When he refers to himself in the third person, he should be smack. He's no Dick Dale.
Yeah, no,
he's not the king of surf guitar, as much as he wishes he was.
No, it's a fact. Well, I liked your theory, is that he's hoping that Madonna will give him a job as a movie director again.
Mm-hmm. I'm film von Norman Mailer.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last one, Tough Guys Can't Dance?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, boy, yeah, sure did. Saw it in the theater, man. I'm that thick.
Wow. Maybe we should go play some more records. Maybe we should go somewhere else and play some more records. And storm the doors at CVS FM. Oh, okay.
We're taking over.
Bob 101 Shannon.
Okay. The Echo Valley Boys on turntable number left.
I love the sound of your washing machine. Slip, slap, slap, slew. Come on, honey, and I want to do the washing machine boogie with you. Well, old Blue Monday was our wash day. Now we learned the boogie, the blues away. So come on, baby, cause I want to do the washing machine boogie with you. Slip, slap, slap, slew. Come on, honey, and I want to do
in the morning. down anytime I want, 'cause anytime I have it, it's right. I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone. The daddy comes, and I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone. Girls call my friend Big John. He's big as he can be. Big John size, but he don't know as much as me. I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone. Hear of me by and by. I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone.
Girl, this motherfucker got rhythm, man.
Now don't you hear me calling, baby?
Well, Just as modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
Where this ankle breaks the symbol of my
in the jungle.
Hound here. This is WFMU East Orange. Al Casey. The Liberty label. Eddie Cochran playing rhythm guitar on that. She Got a Shake. The original Pyramids ankle bracelet. That goes out to Larry Fisher, who's getting married on the Cyclone in August. Let me see. Get invited to a wedding, Bruce.
Cool.
Lynn Von Schlichting and Larry Fisher getting married August 25th on the Cyclone in Coney Island. And I bought that record from him.
Definitely means
that's ankle bracelet.
Kind of a new meaning to having a little kid in the wedding party carrying the bride's train, you know?
Yeah. And before that, we heard Ronnie Hague doing Don't You Hear Me Callin' Baby. Otis Blackwell by request, Daddy Rollin' Stone. And we opened up with the Echo Valley Boys, Washing Machine Boogie. I wonder if we're going to get a vibe today. I think Roscoe's out in Arizona.
Tucson. From far off Tucson.
Well, in the meantime,
we're still in Arizona.
We can do the, let's see, the homophobia desk.
Okay.
Homophobic thugs who jeered and attacked two men in the West Village, this is last Sunday, early yesterday, were overpowered by their intended victims. They turned the tables on the bad guys and sent them to the hospital. Get this. Leaning out of a black pickup truck, four men from New Jersey yelled anti-gay slurs and cursed Terry Joyette and Andrew Miller, both 31, as they walked across Christopher at the corner of Hudson Street about 6 a.m. The four men got out and tried to beat up Joyette and Miller, who bested the gang, sending three of the four to the hospital. Charged with the assault, and feel free to call them at home and say, "You got beat up by a sissy." Or John Gorman, 22 of New Brunswick, New Jersey. Kevin Short, Short, 22 of Edison, New Jersey.
This should be in the
Michael
book.
Higgins and his brother James Higgins, both of Edison, New Jersey.
Probably four pages of Higgins is in the Edison.
Gorman had cuts to his back. Short had suffered a broken wrist, and Higgins had cuts to his face and possibly a fractured cheekbone.
Hey, Higgins, you got a limp wrist now.
Uh-huh.
What a bunch of jerks.
Ha-ha. Anyway, here's from part two. He claims to be cured of homophobia that led him to kill two men and wound six others in the shooting in a gay bar in 1980. This is Ronald Crumpley, the guy who shot up, what was it, the Ramrod, right, or something like that?
Yeah, one of those joints.
Anyway, he's trying to get out of the mental hospital. Here's part of the testimony for the district attorney. Mr. Crump, if a man came up to you on the street and blew a kiss at you, what would you do? He said, "I would blow it back." A response that cracked up the judge and the jury.
Threw a shotgun.
Anyway, he's 52, a one-time transit cop. He was judged criminally insane after a crazed rampage outside the Ramrod, a popular gay hangout. Anyway, I think that's Roscoe.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Line, air, Roscoe?
Yep.
Hey. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good, good. You're out in Tucson?
Yes, sir.
You on the golf course?
Actually, I'm out in front of one of these Sam's Warehouse places.
Sam's Warehouse?
It's one of those, it's like the bigger version of Walmart. Like, you gotta be a member of the club to get stuff in there.
Ooh.
It's really unbelievable.
You just have to have the club on your car to get in there.
It's a whole warehouse. Like, I just got a golf umbrella for $4.20.
Wow. Cool.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a golf umbrella.
Yeah, you know, the big one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one.
What I'm looking at...
Oh, you mean like the giant... Oh, I see. I know what you mean.
You know, the big one.
One that spanky holds.
No, the kind of ones you poke people's eyes out with on the street.
Yeah.
Well, Limbo just came out and dumped a whole case of Moosehead beer on the ground.
Really?
Oop.
He dumped the case on the ground?
Well, it fell out. They have.
Are you standing in the shade? Are you standing in the shade behind Limbo?
I'm standing in the shade. He's got a twin pack, two 40-pound packs of Kingsford charcoal.
Uh-oh.
He's giving me the nod here.
You're getting some cooking done, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. They got everything. If you had a small restaurant, you could do better buying your stuff here than from a distributor.
Well, I bet.
It's pretty outrageous.
So did you join the club?
I didn't join the club. I stood in the shadow of Limbo. his card.
Hey, Roscoe, you getting any golf in?
Yeah, man.
It's Graboff.
That's Graboff.
Hey, John, how are you?
Not too bad. Played without you the other day at Diker Beach.
How was your game?
Shot a 93.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Miss your company, though.
There you go. I'll be back. I got the new clubs from the Padre with the graphite shafts and everything.
Getting a little religious help on your game, huh?
Yeah, man.
Well, Tucson is like a thriving kind of recreational community, isn't it?
That's happening.
In addition to being the mental illness capital of the Southwest.
It is?
Yep.
Tucson is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Oops.
I don't know what that was.
That was me queuing up the VOM.
Uh-huh. So what else is going on? So this is the last hound show for a while? You're taking a break?
For a month until we'll be back on September the 3rd.
It's good?
Yep, I'm taking a break.
For a month or weekend?
Everything. So happy.
The listeners will have a little find something else to do.
Yeah, they can all go out and roam around on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe find a life.
It's good.
That's my job.
Boy, the sky is awful big here. I know that they say that about Montana, but it's pretty happening.
I'll bet.
Went and saw some bands last night.
What kind of bands they got out there?
Loud ones, but this bar had like 50-cent Budweiser drafts.
Wow.
You know, the whole thing, you know, once you get out
of
New York...
That's a Saturday night.
It starts to open up, you know?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're not tiny little shot glasses, neither.
No, no, it was nice big dog-choking beers.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Well, I gotta run.
Okay, Rosk.
The pool beckons.
Have
source.
Have fun. When are you coming back?
I'll be back in a week or so, a little over a week.
Well, hopefully I'll see you when you get back.
Terrific. John?
All right, Rosco.
Ruche?
Aloha.
Bombs away.
Bomb onward.
Look out for Lembo at the pool. That cannonball will wipe you out.
And don't forget to yell four.
Okay.
Okay, Rosk.
Bye-bye.
State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. That Lembo joke is his managers are rather...
A rather
corpulent,
portly fellow.
We call him Omar the Tent Maker.
Large
frame. That's where he buys his clothes.
Large boned.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hit the VOM set with we got a lot of requests for this. This is our last VOM for a month, so get the requests out of the way. The very first MC5 45. This impressed the hell out of Night Bob when I was DJing and he was sitting next to me.
Where do you get that?
Long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying. Have you ever been in love? So long it couldn't end. Did you ever break a heart, baby? Well, I do. Did you ever lose a friend? Baby, I want your love tonight to make my head feel light. Oh, baby, won't you sell me now? Baby, tell me it's all right. Tell me it's all right. Baby. Have you ever been alone? So long you couldn't cry. Did you ever have a home when you lay down to die? Yeah. I want your love tonight to make my head feel light. Oh, baby, won't you tell me now? Yeah. Tell me it's all right. Tell me it's all right. Hey. Tell me it's all right. Hey. Tell me it's all right. Tell me it's all right.
Manager's Corner, with the thoughts and opinions of the American League's winningest manager, the Orioles' Earl Weaver. And now, to the Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver.
Well, Bill Whitehouse, Earl, from Frederick, Maryland, wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake? You get fucking goddamn little fleas on the bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the fucking ball out of the ballpark, and you can't make any goddamn mistake.
Well, certainly this show is going to go down in history, Earl. Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in fucking baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the fucking goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his fucking ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the fucking ninth. So if this sucker mind his own business and let me manage the fucking team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the fuck her next lay's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out of the fucking bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go yourself in the with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball Network.
The Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver is heard 20 minutes before every Orioles regular season game. And was.
Well, I've got something. And it's called the Lobito.
Just hate it. happening, and it freaks me out.
This is the B-side of our platter, sports fans. And I'm singing just for you, covered in sequins.
In the canyons of your mind, I will wander through your brain to the ventricles of your heart, my dear. I'm in love with you again. Cross the mountains of your chest. The holes in your string band. Yes, I kiss your perfumed hair.
But she's not there.
The sweet essence of giraffe.
A giraffe. Ooh.
And each time I hear your name.
Ooh, crying man, crying man.
Oh, 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 mama, how it hurts.
He's in pain.
Ooh. In the wardrobe of my soul. The section labeled chat.
I think we should change the matting.
Yeah.
We'll go for the Enchanted Forest. Hound here, WFMU. The Bonzo Dog Band, Canyons of Your Mind.
The designated teabag piece for...
A beautiful little guitar solo that graces that piece.
Wonderful thing.
The Electric Eel, speaking of beautiful guitar solos, Agitated. The Stooges did Rock Action. The Flaming Groobies did Yesterday's Numbers. And the MC5 opened it up with I Just Don't Know. So, John?
Yeah.
Do tell us about the lasagna over in merry old England.
Well, there's a good reason why the word gourmet is not an English word, it's a French word, because anybody who's been to England knows that food over there is a little dodgy, uh-huh. using a local term.
You know, as Roscoe says, you can go over there, drink nothing but beer, and still lose weight.
I'll tell you something, though. I kept on seeing lasagna on menus, and I think, well, they might have gotten this like Italian thing together a little bit. So I was in Carnarvon, which is northern Wales. I ordered lasagna, and the first bit of trouble was it came in a bowl.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like a cereal bowl. And is this
had milk poured all over it?
I don't know what. It just said there was this nondescript gruel, kind of pink gruel.
Uh-huh.
And the waitress asked me if I would like mayonnaise or horseradish with that.
With your lasagna?
Yeah.
So, of course, you went for the horseradish.
Absolutely.
Like a real Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Anybody who's ever been to a socialist country recognizes something really interesting, that there's plenty of restaurants with no one ever eats in them, mm-hmm. and the food is really bad, and they stay open.
There you go.
So I had the same experience in Sweden, where if you order a salad, you get shredded coleslaw with oil.
Yeah.
Well,
not great. So it's good.
I hear they have good Chinese food in China. Anyway, let's get back to the news.
You want to do a deer hound?
Oh, okay. We can do a deer hound.
Deer hound. Last Easter, a friend gave our 6-year-old daughter a rabbit. I can't do this. It's too much.
Oh, come on.
We named it Bunny.
You named the rabbit Bunny?
Yeah.
Clever.
So we were given instructions on how to feed her and care for her. Second paragraph. We've had a cat for about 3 years. She was given to us when she was a tiny kitten.
Let me guess.
And we just assumed it was a female, so we named her...
Kitty.
Kitty Sue.
Kitty Sue.
That's so nice.
We learned that Kitty Sue was a male, so we dropped the Sue and called him Kit. Paragraph 3.
Okay.
Kit and Bunny seemed to get along
so far.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
Okay, when, Kitty and Bunny.
Yeah, Kit seemed to get along very well when playing in Kit's sandbox. Then we noticed that Kit was trying, unsuccessfully, to have sex with Bunny. Hound, I need to know if it is possible for a cat to impregnate a rabbit, Mrs. FGH in St. Paul.
Mrs. FG, you should be wondering where your next... a cat cannot impregnate a bunny, but a bunny can impregnate a cat, and that's where mules are come from.
Oh, I see. You know, when you were reading that, I was, you know, with the whole sandbox thing and the idiocy of this letter, I thought it might have been written by Brian Wilson.
Yeah, I don't know where, but she sends me there.
Oh, Vandenberg Air Force Base, California. An intercontinental missile being shipped by rail from Wyoming was hit by apparently random gunfire that caused $11 million in damage to the missile.
Must have made a threatening move.
Bullets gashed the first and second stages of a $70 million missile, an MX, but it was not in danger of exploding, officials said.
See, it's true
some
that MX thing doesn't
salvaged
work.
For use elsewhere. A base spokesperson, Major Billy Birdwell, what's in a name, said... In the days of dwindling budgets and the fact that we're not producing the MX anymore, to lose one like this is outrageous. The missile, disassembled and packed in unmarked boxes, was shipped
marked,
on a train. train
Do not open till Armageddon.
F.E. Warren Air Force Base near Cheyenne, Wyoming, around June the 15th, arrived at the coastal base 120 miles northwest of Los Angeles 5 days later for a scheduled test launching on the 7th. Of September. During a routine inspection, the officials discovered that the two sections of the four-stage missile still in boxes were pierced by bullets. So far, it looks like a random act.
So far.
But
do you think they'll retaliate when they find out who did it? Like drop a missile on their condo?
Ooh, speaking of retaliation, have you heard this one from Medano, Georgia? Surgeons this week successfully reattached a nearly severed penis of a 32-year-old man who was attacked near his home by two male assailants, police said.
But they attached it to his forehead.
Robert Jones was out walking at 5:40 a.m. in this suburban community of about 30 miles southeast of Atlanta when a pickup truck pulled up beside him.
Now, that was
Jones
his first mistake.
Told police two men jumped out, grabbed him, pulled down his pants, and mutilated his penis with a knife, a pair of pliers, and a vice grip, then sped away. The victim staggered to a nearby house where he was initially mistaken for a burglar after breaking a window to get the homeowner's attention. Jones was listed in stable condition after 2 hours of surgery during which organs sewed up the severed parts of the organ. Doctors said, thought he was doing real well considering, but it could take a year to determine if the penis, which was about 75% severed, will function normally.
Oh. Well, at least they didn't have to go digging in the weeds for it.
Yeah, good point. At least they didn't take it for a drive and throw it out the window.
One more news story.
He's a rap star.
Boca Raton, Florida. A prosecutor and several of his rugby-playing buddies were accused of storming a gay bar in women's clothing, insulting the patrons, and trashing the place. Quote, the men ripped pictures off the wall and tore up plants, shouting words like fags and homos, Sergeant Bob Reuter said. Mark McHugh, 32, who works for the felony division of the Broward County State's Attorney Office, said he denied he ever went to the gay bar. McHugh was among a group of rugby players who went out bar hopping early last Sunday after finishing a golf tournament in which they dressed in women's clothing as a spoof, strictly as a spoof.
Spoof is not a lifestyle choice.
10 men from the group wearing wigs, dresses, and stockings walked into the Paradise Club and caused a disturbance, according to police and the club owner, Kenneth Rallman. They paraded around the bar, jumped up on the tables in the bar. They began to strip off their women's clothes and attempted to get free beer. McHugh and three others were arrested on disorderly conduct charges.
When did I think of that?
Really?
Free beer, I'll destroy this picture of Judy Garland.
Free beer will stop spoofing.
So let's see, it was a rugby team who had been playing golf. Is that what it was?
Exactly.
You just got to kind of connect the dots on these things.
Yeah. Golf seems to be a theme today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound, and I'm driving for the next 62 minutes.
Station KEN.
Let's. We got one queued up here by Oscar McCloley, a big ol' hot banana.
Child, you gotta move. Blood runs hot with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess. On a rampage, filled with all the longings and hungers that will not be denied.
Right. Hey, baby. like me. Hey, 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 baby, don't you want a man like me? Everything would be so fine together. Hey, Lord, raise a family. Thank you, darling.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pound here, WFMU East Orange, Billy Wright. Don't you want a man like me?
Mr. Wright.
Little Richard's mentor. He was one of those guys who liked to get behind young talent and give a big push. The Embers there, I walked all night by request. Cletus Harrison did Rock and Roll in the Groove. Jerry Arnold did Race for Time. And Oscar Moline and his Honey Jumpers with a big old hot banana.
About it.
Hey, about it, about it. Anyway, where are we? Floral Park, New Jersey players, Giant players called this morning's fight between Giants rookie defensive tackle Chris Mamalanga and second-year offensive lineman Greg Bishop the most brutal they have ever seen. Because of the stifling heat and intense competition, fights are common during training camp. What separated this one from others was how nasty it was and how Coach Dan Reeves reacted afterwards. For one thing, they both had skill saw. No. No one knew how it started, but Mamalanga, a fourth-round draft pick, didn't pull back after it began. First, he ripped off Bishop's face mask. Mamalanga, 6'2", 288 pounds, then punched Bishop, 6'5", 295, in the face repeatedly. When it was over, Bishop was covered with blood because of a 1.5-inch gash that ran across from his forehead to his nose. The cut needed 5 stitches to close. Quote, I've never seen a fight that brutal, said linebacker Carlton Bailey. While many coaches loved this sort of thing, Reeves somewhat disapproved. He told the Tube to make sure the fight stayed on the field. I have to make sure it doesn't happen again, especially with one of my teammates.
Yeah, you don't want him slipping in that blood on the turf, you know?
Yep. That's something to think about. Let's see. Okay. Wilson Pickett's back in the news, but doesn't make any sense. A 14-year-old Long Island boy apparently drank himself to death on a luxury Caribbean cruise, police said, and the cruise line reported. Heyman Ronald Lucas of Elmont, New York, was among a group of teens drinking rum and tequila aboard Royal Caribbean's Majesty of the Seas at a party last Friday. Cruise officials and Metro-Dade County Police reported Lucas had to be helped to his cabin at 5 a.m. and was found unresponsive at 11:10. The ship left Miami last Sunday, stopped in Mexico at Grand Cayman, Ocho Rios, and Jamaica. It was headed for Miami when the boy died. Apparently, the kids drank hard liquor supplied by the 24-year-old passenger in the upper deck. Where did you see the thing about the gin and tequila, Bruce?
I think you passed over the second paragraph. Maybe?
Oh, you're right. A group of teens drinking rum and tequila. I had a gin and tequila drunk the other night, and it was good.
Does it make you 14 years old and dead?
No. I don't know. I thought somebody would have something funny to say about that. What am I doing?
Gin in one nostril, tequila in the other?
Bruce will have to have something funny to say about this. A French soldier gasped, pointed to a flicker of movement among the tangled, stinking corpses that had been tossed into a mass grave. Wearing face masks and rubber gloves, the soldiers pulled the form of a little boy from the pit where the bodies of Rwandan refugees killed by cholera and exhaustion in eastern Zaire lay piled on top of each other. The boy was rescued from being buried alive seconds before a bulldozer moved in to cover the grave with dark brown volcanic soil.
I wonder how long it took them to have him, like, shining boots on.
Actually, the little fella died today, but they had named him Dibba de Gurga.
After his mother.
I lost some money in the World Cup, but my team won in Rwanda. I was rooting for the Tutsis.
Yeah, and they took it.
Tutsis won, even though they were outnumbered.
What were the Vegas odds?
I don't know. The Hutus just seemed so mean. Seemed like they started it, so I rooted for the Tutsis.
Yeah.
Anyway. What else do we have to say? Oh, the Lazy JCs with J. Sherman Godfrey, and Claudine Trois are playing at the Mercury Lounge tonight. Yes. And then there's that Dale James Trio, which is a pseudonym for one of the ex-Flatlanders, along with the Steve Almas Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday at the Mercury. Every Monday.
Wednesday
at the Mercury?
Wednesday. Folks, you still with us?
Every Monday at the Ludlow Cafe, John Grable, Beat Rodeo.
For your dancing, drinking, and in secondhand smoke inhaling pleasure.
Yep. All right, we got a request here for, I think, Fowler and the Midnighters, the original version of Tour Up. Let's play it.
Everybody!
That's right. That's us, Personality Plus.
Well, I met a little gal on the outskirts of town. She asked me if I would show her around. I show her around, around the place. You ought to see an expression on that gal's face. Oh, rock. Hey, rock, pretty mama. Let's rock, pretty mama, and roll your blues, boy. Well, I took her into town for a little dance. Soon I knew she was my romance. She jumped and hollered with the group. She said, oh, Bill, I can't stand it still. So let's rock. Yeah, rock, pretty mama. Let's rock, pretty mama, and roll your blues, boy. All right, let's go. Everybody else is all out the door. Still she hollers more and more. I just ain't got them blues no more. So let's rock. Hey, rock, pretty mama. Let's rock, pretty mama, and roll your blues some more.
To see one in a real tight skirt, cause that move me. Yeah, that move me. Yeah, shoes are dogs a pup. Tight skirts really crack me up. Well, the second thing I can't stand is a woman who begs, and can't stand to see one with some big fine legs, cause that move me. She said, don't waste my time if you don't have no money for that movement. Yes, you know money move her. She said, choose a dog to pluck. Dead presidents really cracked up. Tight dress for that movement. Ah, yeah, that movement. Well, the shoes, the dogs, the pup. Tight dress really cracked me up.
Great sounds, right here, all day. We play music with you in mind.
One.
Well, I had a little baby, she was good to me. She was just as sweet as a honeybee. But one day my baby left me all alone. I still love my honey, but she's gone, gone, gone. Come back to me. Come on, hold me to you.
driving my Cadillac car. I headed down the road, I didn't get too far. And there stood my baby, just across the street. She's with another man, but she still looks sweet. I said, come back to me, come over home to me. Oh yeah.
Nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange. Little Julian Herrera and the Tigers, True Fine Mama. The Strikes did Come Back to Me, and Floyd Dixon with Tight Skirts. Billy Adams, by request, rocked Pretty Mama. And the Midnighters, also by request, with Tore Up. How did Billy and Mary make the International Herald Tribune?
I don't know. I heard the second hand through Chris Cush, who heard it from our man in the ether, Richard Nelson.
Nice large photo of them in the style section of the Times last week.
Very comely pose from Miriam.
The style section of the Times is very hip these days, thanks to the new editor, Eric Asimov.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're both looking real saucy in their very own living room with their very own stuff.
Yep, yep.
Media stars of the week.
Wild girls here.
Jeez. Speaking of saucy.
Oh, okay. What else? Cab Calloway left the hospital this week. After 6 weeks after he had his massive stroke, he's recuperating in his home in upstate New York and doing well.
Is the hospital St. James Infirmary?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to make sense of this Wilson Pickett thing. Deanna Annis will make sure Wilson Pickett sits on the dock of the bay at her 8th annual Sunday by the Bay AIDS benefit, which she throws on her lawn, even if it means Pickett has to spend the night at her estate. A few days ago, Pickett was scheduled to appear on WPLJ to talk about the benefit, but the singer was missing in action. WPLJ tried calling him at home, even sent a driver to his house. Still, they didn't get an answer to his whereabouts.
Pick up from Mr. Pickett.
Well, Pickett was finally located. Despite calls and knocking on his door, Pickett told Annis that he was home, but he was out cold for 2 days because he's diabetic and he accidentally took too much insulin.
I was in a coma. Forgive me.
And Annis said she's not worried and thinks it might be just as easy to get Pickett to the event as it was to get him to commit to performing at the benefit. Annis, who simply asked Pickett to perform when she met him a month ago at Rolanda Watts' house, told us, Pickett says, I give you my word, I will be there. Well, it serves as community services, and he's got plenty of that to do.
It's true.
I like the Dock of the Bay analogy thing.
Yeah, considering it was an Otis Redding song.
Absolutely.
They found the new John Lennon tape. You hear about this?
Oh, no, I read that, yeah.
Well, it was recorded July 6, 1957. It's a 16-year-old John Lennon at a Liverpool church party singing Baby Let's Play House and Putting on the Style.
The Lonnie Donegan.
Yes, rockabilly founder John Lennon. Uh-huh. Anyways, eventually it's going to come out, and it's been authenticated as saying it sounds just like John Lennon sounded a few years later.
When I said we were bigger than Lonnie Donegan, I just meant that we were more popular.
Somebody told me that that tape was recorded at a function the day that McCartney and Lennon met for the first time.
Now, that was a story I heard from Chris Cush, but I guess that's a whole... Is that a different tape or a different story or what? I don't know. I'm not following
the videotape that they took the day that they met.
Well...
They've yet to prove that it's authentic.
Uh-huh. Well, I have little to say. Anybody holding any news back over there? Anything on the floor?
Let's see. We covered the lasagna story.
I'd like to thank the listener that sent me this tape. Let me see. What is it? It's a big box with a tape in it.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Dear,
we were given a bunny."
Ron Bauman sent me a tape of Dirty David Allen co-songs. Is that what it is? Can we play this? Mm-hmm. Cum Stains on the Pillow.
I don't think so.
No.
Can we see?
Anyway. Because I know you like the unusual and have a sense of humor, I am sending you happy birthday, Mr. Hood. Happy birthday. All right, let's play some more records. Got a half an hour left. Shall we rock right through this thing?
Let's rock right through it. Good penmanship, Ron.
Yep. We will send that to Bob Quine for analysis and report back to you. Had a request for Hello, Lucille, You a Lesbian, but I think that's on the one-year moratorium because we played it too much. But here's another one.
The 10-year moratorium.
The first record by the same artist. And he certainly has a great style. T. Valentine.
Woo! You're going
doctor. You're a psycho.
I live on a lonely, lonely island. Ain't never no hopes for me.
Grab me on, baby.
I live on a lonely, lonely, lonely island.
Whip it on me.
In a heart of misery.
Uh-huh.
My room has got to win a child.
Yeah.
And the sun shines ever come true.
Oh, but you know, yeah.
Woo! Lonely, lonely island, baby.
Did everybody say, yeah.
Ain't never no hope for me and you.
Yeah.
Well, I could die. In a heart of misery, I says, my room has got two windows.
Ain't it the truth?
And the sun shines never come through.
Ain't it the truth?
I'm dark and lonely.
It ain't the truth.
Never, never no hope for me.
What about me, brother?
I live on a lonely, lonely island.
What's that, baby?
Ain't never no hope for me, baby.
Tell her.
Honey, I live on a lonely, lonely island.
What, baby?
In a heart son, then I could die, could die, could die, yeah,
could die, could die,
could die, could die, could die, could die, could die, could die, could die, could die, could die, could die,
could die, could die, could die,
could die, could die, could die,
could die, could die, could die, could
die, could die, could die, could die, could die, could die, could die, could die, could
die, could die,
I live on a lonely island, that's true. I'm coming back someday and you better be here. There ain't gonna be nothing but me and you. When I turn around, I want to see your pretty head say,
and
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get the musicians down here. I got friends on...
Let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
good light rain before I
with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
Baby, baby.
one for me.
Baby, baby, you're the one for me. Baby, baby, never set me free. Baby, baby, you're the one for me. Baby, baby,
you're the one for me.
Don't ever leave me, darling, all alone. Please, please call me on the telephone. You know I love you and always will. Cause baby,
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 you know I love you still. Baby, baby, I love you so. Baby, baby, never let you go. Baby, baby, I love you so. Baby, baby,
you're the one for me.
Oh,
one for me.
Point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU. Dick Dale and Watusi Joe. Counting backwards, we heard Nathaniel Meyer going back to the Village of Love, recorded live at a sock hop. The Slades, Baby, and Bobby Mitchell, Rack 'em Back. Jim Foley and the Big Beats by request, Goodbye Train. Jimmy Williams did Big Legged Woman and the Four Lovers, Please Don't Leave. Bo Diddley did Africa Speaks. And Eddie Cash did Lonely Island. We opened up with T. Valentine and Betty Sue. Thank you, Will Brooks.
Thank you very much.
For lending your hand. And John the Animal Graboff, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, folks, so begins my first vacation from this thing in about 8 or 9 years, so at least extended vacation. We have the next month off. We'll be back September 3rd. And we'll put up tons of new records and all kinds of stuff. But enjoy your August, everybody.
I think I join the listeners when I say have a good vacation.
Wild Girls up next. Remember, it's not goodbye. It's just good night.
I hear you knocking.